Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 424 of the Talking Metal Podcast. This is Mark Striegel, and you are listening to a music-based episode of the podcast. We're going to jam out some good tunes for you today. Let's get things rolling with a little DRI. We'll be right back. just heard was a song called Beneath the Wheel by DRI. Off their 1989 record, Thrash Zone, DRI, one of those bands that early on started combining the sounds of punk, hardcore punk, that is, if you will, with thrash metal and heavy metal and kind of just mixing it all up, and one of the true crossover bands, if you will. By the time they hit the Thrash Zone record, which is many albums in for DRI, they were, you know, full-on embracing that heavy metal thrash sound, which you hear on that song, whereas some of the earlier stuff was, I would call, more punkish in its sound. But you still hear that punk, hardcore punk, you know, influence on that song that we just heard. And, you know, it was bands like way back in the early 80s, you know, like Metallica and Motorhead and even Suicidal that kind of made it hip to, you know, pull from different genres, if you will. You know, Metallica was a band that listened to Judas Priest and Saxon and Maiden, but they also listened to hardcore stuff that was happening by, you know, Black Flag, Bad Brains, Minor Threat, Gangrene. I could have sworn I remembered Hetfield wearing a Gangrene shirt at some point. They were a band out of Boston. Anyways, I may be mistaken on that. You know, and Agnostic Front, of course. Even the Beastie Boys were at one point kind of considered a hardcore band, you know. And again, by the time we got to DRI in 1989, DRI had been around long before that, they were fully, you know, pulling in these heavy metal sounds and embracing them. I mean, that song we just heard is, in my opinion, is more of a metal song than a punk song, you know, or a hardcore punk song. And never claimed to be an expert on the whole hardcore metal scene, hardcore punk scene, but I always appreciated it and always found some real great stuff coming out of that whole genre, if you will, and the whole combining of genres, if you will, you know. And you know, so many bands, so many thrash metal bands and so many metal bands have just been equally influenced by those hardcore punk bands and hardcore just plain old hardcore bands of the early 80s and mid 80s and even into the late 80s. So there you have it. Right now, let's get into a different style of hard rock and heavy metal, if you will. This is Love Hate with Why Do You Think They Call It Dope?
Why do you think they call it dope?
Yeah.
Love Hate, off what Martin Popoff considers one of the greatest hard rock heavy metal records of the 1990s. Martin Popoff is a reviewer. If you don't know him, do a little Google on him, and he has written manuals and guides to collecting heavy metal. He has one for the 70s, the definitive, you know, guide to collecting 70s heavy metal, one for the 80s, one for the 90s, and I believe there's even one out for the 2000s, which I don't have yet, but I need to get. And I love the three ones for the 70s, 80s, and 90s, those three books that I have. And again, Martin Popoff, I think he has Victor Ruiz and I were talking about on the last live show, talking about a live show, that I think he has three Love Hate albums in the top 20 for the best hard rock and heavy metal albums of the 1990s. So there you go. I was always a big fan of the Blackout in the Red Room record. Okay, I want to come back in just a few minutes and talk about Talking Metal Digital, explain what it is, what it might be, what it is not. So please stay tuned for that. In the meantime, or before we do that, let's get into Xander. I pronounce your name here. It's X-A-N-D-E-R, Xander. Anyways, a guy named Michael sent me a track by this guy, Xander. Again, maybe mispronouncing his name. And apparently this is a song that Xander composed for a new movie that's coming out called Hair I Go Again, which I did watch the trailer for, and it looked quite awful, honestly. But the song here is quite good, so let's check that out. This is Xander, X-A-N-D-E-R, and I will link his website, xanderdemos.bigcartel.com, in today's show notes. It's on iTunes. We'll also have a link where you can purchase it on iTunes.
Cleanse of pain.
Just heard was Xander off the Guitar Cata record that was mixed by CJ Snare of Firehouse. There you go. So thanks for sending that in. Michael Stover sent that in to me. Thanks, dude. And I'm glad we were able to feature it here on Talking Metal. Talking Metal is a podcast, as you guys know. We're 424 episodes in with this particular show. We are now also a digital network. It's Talking Metal Digital, guys, at talkingmetaldigital.com. We're still working on getting the website up. We do have a Facebook page for Talking Metal Digital. Please go like it. It's facebook.com/talkingmetaldigital. Right? facebook.com/talkingmetaldigital, right? Yeah. I'll link it in today's show notes. I don't know what Talking Metal Digital is going to turn out to be, but right now it's a stream. And we are giving birth to a podcasting network family. Right now, the only two podcasts that are a part of Talking Metal Digital are Mars Attacks, hosted by Victor M. Ruiz, and also Talking Metal, of course. So we're talking with people behind the scenes. There may be other people joining us to be a part of our podcasting family. I get asked like once every 2 months to join somebody's podcasting network family, and I always turn them down. I appreciate the offers, but it hasn't really made sense to me to do so yet. And if I'm going to be a part of a podcasting family, I'm a control freak and I kind of want to know who else is in the family and know if at least some of the shows in the family are any good, which a lot of these networks who have made nice offers to me, I listen to some of the shows that they have, and I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to be associated with these shows. It's just me. No offense. I'm sorry. But so Talking Metal Digital is going to be a podcasting family, which probably will eventually become more than just the current two podcasts that are a part of the Talking Metal Digital podcasting family. Again, Mars Attacks and Talking Metal. We're working on that. We're in no big hurry to bring in other people, but we have started talking about who we're going to talk to about doing podcasts for us. Instead of just bringing in already existing podcasts, I'd like to pull in some people who are currently not podcasting and get them on board with us. That's wishful thinking, although I do have some people in mind, and hopefully we'll be talking with them soon. And they will probably be turning me down soon. We'll see. But anyways, we're just having fun with it. And the other thing that Talking Metal Digital is a internet radio stream, which I'm psyched. The internet radio stream is primarily being run by Victor and myself, Victor Ruiz, that is, with a little help from John Astronomy. And Victor and I have actually been going live just about every Friday night on the stream, which you can get by going to Live 365 and just searching Talking Metal or Talking Metal Digital. The stream will come up that way. Or you can go to talkingmetal.com or marsattacksradio.com, and we have a Live 365 player located on those sites that you can just click on and listen to streaming radio, great quality streaming radio going 24/7. And again, every Friday night, we've been going live with the stream. Sometimes it's just Victor. Sometimes it's Victor and I. I would imagine maybe in the future there might be a time where I just do a show if Victor can't make it. But again, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Friday nights. We're not on for hours and hours, but we're usually on for an hour or two live every Friday night. And I think more live shows will follow on the stream. Now, when we're not live, of course, you have that great quality, sound quality that is, and great music picked by Victor and I playing 24/7. and there may even be little exclusive content from the two of us mixed in into regular rotation hours too. So check it out. Again, it's Talking Metal Digital on Live 365. Live 365 has a great app which you can download for your iPhone and for your Droid. And again, it's very simple to listen to. When you have the app, just go into the app and search Talking Metal Digital and you'll find us. And I appreciate your support. You can support us simply by listening. And when you hear the commercials, they actually calculate how many people hear the commercials. It actually helps our account. I mean, this is just, we're just gushing money with this right now. Our goal is that someday maybe we'll start to break even with it. I realize that's a ways off, if ever. But right now we're having fun with it, and we want you guys to have fun with it too. So, again, TalkingMetalDigital.com. We'll be right back.